Lord bless your hearts. It's really great. We all love Jesus tonight, don't we? How wonderful it is. We're going to pray just for a moment before we... I was going to televise again tonight because when the summer comes, it gets so hot. It is really hard. Now, these hot lights, they're really hot, really bright. So we want to get some of them done. Now, I'll be off television for a while, like I said, possibly the summer, but we'll still be doing some taping. I have to leave it up to the Lord. We've got so much of the publishing now over the United States, millions of publishing. We've got all that to do, so we're going to have to stop one and start the other, and however he leads me to get one started. And that alone in 1 month can cover more than, well, the whole list, as I said one time, take about 500 television stations to reach out, where you can reach out if you once get it started good. But believe me, it takes finances. Amen? And the Lord sends it in, I do it that way. I don't try to get ahead of him. I just do it as he moves on the people in the nation that know me. Lord, we love you tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're blessing your people. And I believe tonight you're going to touch the hearts. And you're going to heal bodies in that audience as the presence of the Lord goes out and visits his people. Take away the pains, Lord. And those needing salvation, bless their hearts tonight. Let them feel the tug of the Holy Spirit, Lord. For thou shalt be coming soon. We really believe it. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Go ahead and be seated. I think last Wednesday night we had a wonderful prophetic message that we televised. It'll be out soon. Now let's get started tonight in this. You listen in the audience, because afterwards I have no time generally to pray for the sick when I televise like this, unless it is, you know, a televising for healing. I preach about faith, but tonight I'm preaching about something a little bit different. But you can be healed while I'm talking here by your own faith. If you begin to expect and begin to expect in your heart, anything can happen in here. And we have seen a wonderful miracles from the Lord Jesus. And now tonight, you know, I was thanking so many people. Did you know? And I was praying. And I told the Lord, you know, I get letters from pastors all over the United States and from different people, whether they have a large building or small building or whatever they've got. It's all the same thing. And sometimes in the age where we're in lukewarmness, it's kind of waning sometimes. But there is coming a powerful outpouring. But this time they better stay in. Amen. And while I was in prayer, seeking the Lord, I said, you know, once those churches had more people in them, once those churches were doing more and the pastors, they want me to pray about it. And we see here, this is very, very large here. While I was in prayer, the Lord revealed to me as I was praying. He said, if Satan had not have told them to delay and just go ahead and seek me later, it would be packed. How many of you believe that? Now the sermon came. And while I was doing this, I went time and time and space and so forth. So I decided to televise it because I have talked on it some. And maybe with a 5-minute broadcast with a news commentator one time. But we're going into something here tonight. And you listen real close. It may be hard. Some of science, but we're going to deal with the subject of salvation. Listen to this right here. Time and salvation. Now, when time is used in prayer and faith, it is of eternal value. How many of you believe that? When you use your time and prayer with faith, it becomes an eternal value. Nothing else can become of eternal value as your prayer that is with time, because time one day will vanish and eternity will be here. Amen. And your salvation within you, potentially, eternity. These are some notes I wrote real quick as the Holy Spirit moved on me. Now, one of Satan's best delusions, and his too, one of the best he has besides discouragement that he uses on people, the next best that he's got is he tells people that you've got plenty of time. Live it up. Go back out in the world. You've got plenty of time. Seek the Lord later. See? Call upon the Lord later. Seek Jesus for the salvation later on, or the baptism, or your healing, or so forth. So we find out that Satan is unique in one way. He knows how to use the time element. Do you realize that? Put it off until later. That does not work. How many of you believe that? All through the scriptures, we find that people put it off and put it off until it had become too late. Now we find out in the Bible, remember the rich fool left God out of his planning and said, I will. I have plenty of time. I will do this and I will build that and I will do this. And he left the Lord out, the time element. His time was running out. And the Lord said, this night, thou fool, thy soul is required. That's the end of it right there. Do you believe that Satan moved on him caused him to delay. He had delayed too long. His soul was required. Then we find out the rich man of Lazarus. Plenty of time to seek the Lord. Satan said, for you're rich, you have plenty of time. He tells the poor the same thing. He said, the worker, the middle class, all of them, the same thing. And one day, it was too late. Lazarus was carried away, bosom of Abraham, paradise, speaking of that. And the rich man was carried into Hades and said, let me go back and warn them, literally. No, they said. Abraham said, damn Moses and the writings and the prophets, they believe not them. Though one rose from the dead, they will not believe. How many of you say amen? Then later on, Jesus himself, after giving the parable, raised Lazarus from the dead, another Lazarus from the dead. And you know what? They took counsel to kill him after that. And the scripture says that many of them did not believe the miracle after he was raised from the dead. Now, how many of you can believe now when he said, though one come back from the dead, they will not believe? He raised several people that way, a little shorter time. So we find out Satan moving among the people. And among the teenagers today, and churchgoers too. I'll sit down for a while. You've got plenty of time. And pretty soon, by using that time element, it seems to me, by watching it, that that time never comes, generally, for them to give their heart to the Lord. It is too late. Do you believe that tonight? So, while I was in prayer, one of the answers that the Lord revealed to me is not the total thing why a lot of people more are not coming into the kingdom of God everywhere. And there are many people being saved. I know. They come to me through the mailing list, so forth like that. But not like it should. Many churches are waning. And it is because of the time element that Satan is using one of his best tricks. And that is to tell you you've got plenty of time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of miracles. And right now is the time to receive the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Amen. Although providence moves in our life, there is a wooing and a calling coming and going from the Holy Spirit to His people. So we find out, do not delay. Now, in James chapter 4:14 it says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth. It's just like a little gas in your system, you know. If they burn it so forth, it turns to gas, it turns to vapor. It is even, scientists say that, it is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. I would say it was an intelligence vapor from God, amen, that took on the form of flesh and so forth like that. Will be changed one day to those that love God into an eternal body. We know that, glorified. All right. It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then it vanished. Like smoke, it is gone. See, don't delay. Your life is less than a second in God's eternity time upon this earth. And it goes very quickly. And then we find out in Isaiah 40:8 in the Old Testament, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. He even says heaven and earth shall pass away. We'll have a new heavens, new earth. But the word of God will endure forever. And those with the word of God within them, saith the Lord, shall live forever in eternity and be eternal. Glory, hallelujah. You believe that? Have eternal life. That's what it means. It's really great. Now, so we find out life is like a vapor. See, time is strange, but it's created by God. And we'll get into this now. Begin to listen to me. Don't delay. Come to the Lord Jesus. Today, that delay has caused what we call a lukewarmness and kind of a slow growth. But there is coming an urgency of the Holy Spirit and a powerful move of miracles. This time he will call them, like in the last revival, only be a quick, short work. They better stay in this time. It's the Last Supper. And he's bringing the invitation to his people. Now, let's get along with this. Listen to this right here. See, in this lifetime is the time to seek for salvation, for it can do you no good in the hereafter. Can you say praise the Lord? This is serious. But it's really good to keep God's people right on the edge to seeking him and to praising him. Riches even do you no good then. Amen. For the rich fool. Yes, sir, this night thy soul is required. So you find out too, some of you sitting in here, or wherever this is played around the world, or wherever, you know, you say, well, I have plenty of time for the translation. Yes, but you could be called any time. He said, this night thy soul is required. There was no translation there, amen. It took him just like that. Now, we find out, some scientists believe in black holes, wormholes, and dwarf white stars, so forth like this. They claim in a black hole that time ceases. Now, listen. They say because gravity is stronger than the speed of light. Nothing can escape it. Probably partly this is true. Eternity belongs to God. Amen. That's what they're trying to get into. Eternity, though, belongs to the Lord. Why, it may go on forever for a long time in there, but in one moment's time, he can cease it just like that. There'll be no time in that hole. Can you say praise the Lord? It'll vanish like the smoke. Amen. For he can do it. And then we find out in Jude. Let us read. Let us put some little bearing on this here for the people that like to know the scientific knowledge here to find out. In black holes, the gravity is so intense that no light escapes. Jude referred to one scripture in the Bible. Listen to this right here. See, God's trying to reveal to you that now's the time to get in. Amen. So, and then he referred this way. Wandering stars, they are, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Jude 13. In a black hole, the atoms are stripped. Let's explain this, what happens. The atoms are stripped of all space. And as the mass is reduced and gravity intensifies to the point that light cannot escape, time changes to zero, they claim, and they feel maybe into eternity. They really don't know. It's just speculation. But they do know this, that the gravitational pull is so powerful. Now, man evidently will probably invent some kind of anti-gravity, but he's better stay away from one of them black holes. Can you say praise the Lord? Not even light at the speed it travels can get out of there. And you know, Jesus, Jude, it's just exactly as he was describing prison houses or something like that. We know there are different places, chains of darkness, mist of darkness, places where people or creatures are kept and so forth like that. And Jesus one time said, and they shall be cast into outer darkness. Now, we know there's bottomless pits because it describes it in the book of Revelations. And he cometh out of the bottomless pit during the great tribulation and Armageddon and so forth like that. We realize that. But yet Jesus and Jude and some more of the scriptures, Peter, are describing some different type places, prison houses. And in their description, Jesus said into outer. That wouldn't be down or anywhere. It's outer. So we don't know how many places he's had because he's infinite. Can you say praise the Lord? Anyway, I never want to find out. Today is the day of salvation. Now, men love darkness rather than light. Evidently, he's going to give them some. That's what it said to Scripture. Men love darkness rather than light, meaning sin and all that. You know, it's been said, you know, the lake of fire. Well, it could be the color of fire, but it could be any color. It could be a dark glowing color. It could be green, blue. We don't know what kind of fire. If it had too much of our kind of red fire, then, of course, there'd be light there. But men love darkness. I believe it'll be kind of a gloom, in different ways that God has. But it's real, and oh, how real heaven is. I don't think of heaven, hell too much, because I'm not, in my heart, I don't want to go there, because he has such wonderful things that he has reserved for the people that love him. And people say, well, the Lord, he has no mercy. His mercy and his compassion outdoes the judgment that he'll ever bring. Did you know that? After 6,000 years, there must be order, as I've said, in the universe, in the planet, and he will bring it. But right now, his divine love and his salvation is being poured out to those that accept it in their heart. What he does with all these things afterward is only known by the Lord and what he does. But he gives us a chance for salvation over and over again, it seems like. People have heard the story. So we find out. So they're reduced to zero, they believe in there. And if they get into what they call a white dwarf star, so far one of those has not went out as far as they've ever detected. That this is kind of liquid, that even the gases in there, and the gravity is so intense that the gases are liquefied, and it becomes a boiling lake of fire. That's what scientists call it. And the Bible said, where the worm never dieth and the fire's never quenched. Do you ever read it in the Bible? Amen. Sound like things that they're explaining there. They really don't know all about that. But I can tell you one thing they only know, and even Einstein, some of this is what scientist books have. Even Einstein, he doesn't even know one-tenth about this universe. But I can tell you one thing, God is past finding out. And he knows the rest. And he gave some scientists, some Christians too, been inventors, even of weapons and so forth, give the heart to God. And some of them, he has given the knowledge to understand certain things by equations of the universe. And then we find out that if you read your Bible real closely, that whatever matches the Bible is so. Amen? And it brings it out. Whatever doesn't, you just have to leave it alone. That matches the Bible. So we find out. And in this, now we find out here a revelation. And we're going to read about it. Time. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And a day and 1,000 years as a day with the Lord. 1,000 years can be like a day. You can explain that by the speed of light. Okay. One of the psalmists went further than that. He said, 1,000 years is like a yesterday that's passed. It's like a night watch to the Almighty. You see, he lives and can go back in the past, present, and future, but he's eternal. Time will never change him, for he has created time. And let me see what I wrote on the other side of the card. Christians are potentially walking in eternity by faith promises, although they are trapped in time that God created for this planet. Do you believe that? How many believe that? They are different prisms. Now, this got an M, not a prison, but prisms of time. This earth, the seed of Adam, now what was past is in God's hand. But the seed of Adam, this time prism that we have here, is for 6,000 years, then Armageddon, and then another one for the millennium, 1,000, but the translation takes place, and those of the earth that give the heart to God, way before that. Then we have what we call a millennium, see? That makes it 7,000, God's week that we have in there. And so in that time prism, it's 7,000 years total before he sits completely and brings down the new heaven, so forth like that. Many things. I can't go into detail on all of them. Now, some stars have millions of years. They know that easily in their time prisms. In other places, we do not know. But in this one, God has given us about the time that we shall be here. Now, he can live in the present, the past, or the future. He is eternal. He created time, listen to this right here, but not eternity. God did not create eternal, and he did not create eternity. He is eternity. He is the creator, and he cannot be created, saith the Lord. Whoa! Time is like a second in each place to the Lord. He creates it with the sun and the moon and all of this. You see, no matter, no space, then there's no time. Not there yet. But when he creates, and matter appears, time starts. Glory, hallelujah. But he's still in eternity. I hope you catch all of this. Today is the day of salvation, saith the Lord. Now, with him, a day is 1,000 years if he wants it that way. Or 1,000 years is go by in one day to him. He sees the future millions of years till wherever he creates again. For that he is eternal. So we find he alone is eternal. Always. Time makes no change in the Lord of hosts. We have that. So don't put off salvation, for this is your time. Let us read something here that's important. Remember, you don't know what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and it vanishes. It's like the flower that fadeth away. God gives you a lot of time to worship him, to serve him, and to believe in him. It's like the sun. It comes up and it is gone, so forth like that. It's a reality. God is great. Now, listen, we turn over here as we begin to read here. We'll read in 2 Peter chapter 3. And down here, you know, they were scoffing, where's the coming of the Lord and so forth like that way back there. Time goes on before. They said that's predicted to be at the end of the age. But I want to read something because in this message that we read in here later, we'll be putting in some motion pictures, so forth like that to kind of help you so that you can see. And I've preached this some, but not on television. We want to touch on it tonight. And in this very scripture, it says here in 2 Peter chapter 3, let us read about verse 8 here. But beloved, be not ignorant. Don't be stupid or dumb about this thing. That one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. See, he's eternal. Now, here's what I want. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, counting slackness, but is long-suffering towards us. Nor is he willing that any should perish, but should come to repentance, and not delay it. Because one day there'll be a fire holocaust to Armageddon, just like it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. It will certainly come. And then you'll have to think. See, don't put it off. Now, listen to this. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Now, the day of the Lord is not the translation. That is secret. That comes. The first fruits, the harvest, the elect. They are translated. Chapter 4, through the door, at the rainbow. He sits on a throne. But the day of the Lord is at the end of the battle of Armageddon. And then again, at the end of the millennium, when Satan is sealed back into the pit again after being released for a little season. That's what I want to bring out. The mystery tonight. We told about the revelation of time. I could have really got deep with that to show you how it blends into eternity and disappears until he creates something else and creates time. And the mystery. Now, in this, I would like to describe the difference. How will the world be burned up and the works therein Where will the people be? Well, this is a different one here than the Battle of Armageddon. He interrupts at the Battle of Armageddon, or no flesh would be saved. But at the end of millennium, now that's a different story. Let's get that secret here. And for TV, you listen real close, because it is a mystery. And it also describes atomic power, but it goes beyond that. It describes the day of the Lord, when we'll have a new heavens and earth. Listen to this right here. Paul helped Peter to write this in the Bible. All right. But, so, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. All the heavens gone. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The atomic structure of our heavens will just burn up. Now, atomic bomb goes so far in hydrogen, cobalt. It can be like a lake of fire around this world by the time of Armageddon, when God intervenes, when Jesus intervenes. But we're dealing now with something that only God can do, really. There's over 50 scriptures in the Bible dealing with atomic warfare and atomic, besides this scripture. It goes into more detail of the destruction of the weapon. This is dealing in God's power some, yet describing the atoms that were split to produce the atomic bomb. And this is gamma rays. It goes beyond it in cosmic forms that God has. And I can show you in the Bible where that's at, too. Out of his hand comes the hiding of his power. David said, my, bolts like lightning came forth like light and hit among my enemies and scattered them. You ever read that in the Bible? And the Lord, the Most High, came down. He bowed the heavens out. Blackness was all around. Fire appeared. Coals of fire before him. He was on the wings of the wind like a cherubim. He was flying. He bowed the heavens. He came down. Fire. Lightning. He came down as some kind. It was an aerial wonder that David saw. The ground shook and thundered. He was moving in tremendous speed. And some kind of light, like lightning, came out and discovered the armies of his enemies, and God drove them off. I think the Lord is really great, don't you? He can do anything he wants to do. Man's weapons, they're imitations of something God's got beyond that. All right, but yet they're very destructive. Let's get back into this. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and with the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also, and the works therein, shall be burned up. Now, this does not happen at Armageddon, because he intervenes or no flesh would be saved. This, then they have the millennium. The church has long been translated, see, out. Then the Bible said that Satan is released again at the end of 1,000 years. People that are left after atomic war. See, remember we preached on Wednesday the atomic winds that creates on the earth in Jeremiah 25, believes. Read it yourself. Great whirlwinds. You've never seen the likes of it in your life. But those people left out after Armageddon go into the millennium, what's left. And that's for 1,000 years. But the church work and the preaching gospel and all that we have is over with for us in our age right now. So the Bible says it is beautiful upon the earth again. But at the end, Satan is released a little bit and goes forth to deceive the nations again. And some of those listen to him. And then it says God just calls fire and just scorches him. And then he's put back into the lake of fire and all those who follow him in the pit of the lake of the fire. Then it says here that the elements shall burn up. And we look in the next scripture down here and said, but after all these things shall be dissolved. No, let's see. And the earth and also the works in are burned up. And it said, looking and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, by his promise, we look for a new heavens and a new earth. Now, I feel this way about it. God. By that time afterwards, and after the white throne judgment, at that time, this is hard to understand, I don't have time to go into all this. At that time, then eternal life is done been whoever's going to receive whatever's left and so forth like that has occurred. Then we find out that the Lord just takes the earth out. It won't hurt anybody. They have eternal life. Are you still with me? Sure. This is not Armageddon. This is way over in here. He takes the earth, the Bible said, and the works therein, it's burned it up. It becomes new again. A new creation. He looks in the heavens, and the heavens shall melt and pass away with a great noise. He will have a new heavens and a new earth. Read chapter 21 of Revelation. It says the same thing. Amen. And then we'll look and see that holy city in there, sitting in there. How beautiful it is. Now, we're describing the translation of the church goes first, then the tribulation, the great Armageddon battle, he intervenes, or no flesh would be saved, and their flesh saved. Then they go into the millennium. But in this scripture, where the elements melt here, it is at the end of that 1,000-year period when he's going to get rid of Satan and put him in a lake of fire. And then he just burns up everything on this earth. And where those people are, they're with him. And then they come back. But the bride's always, the elect is with the Lord Jesus in the holy city. But they will be. The meek shall inherit the earth. How many of you are still with me now? And it's a new heavens. Oh, how beautiful. No more sea. Then, millennium, they had sea still. No more sea. It says, all ground, and it's beautiful. On this earth, they have eternal life. And the others are with him in the holy city. Another group that's with him. It is all over with. We have a new heavens, and we have a new earth. I believe by separating those two events of Armageddon, that people are not confused. Because if you listen real close, they have been confused. They don't know. But there's two different events there. I want on this side, before Armageddon, and be translated with the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. We don't need to go where the rich fool went and where the rich man went. How many of you can say amen to that? It's exactly right. So, as the apostle was saying here, and describing all these things, it passed away just like this. It says here, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversations and holiness and seeking the Lord? And one time he said, if we just scarcely be saved by the skin of our teeth, where will the ungodly be found? Did you know that the Christian and the apostle said, if we being just saved by the skin of our teeth, by the faith, where will the ungodly and the unjust wind up? I'll tell you the truth. As the age begins to close out, more sermons like this will be preached. People better get on their toes. The race is on. How many of you believe that? You're in the final chapter, as I preached. The age is winding up. And let us run to win now. And come into the Lord. Remember, give a warning. The Spirit of God will not always strive with mankind. Not always, and even in Genesis. And he warned and forewarned and told them. And the prophets preached, but they took no heed. And the flood that was predicted, forecast by the Lord, way ahead of time, the flood came and overcome the earth at that time. And there was great destruction. And there was the ark of the Lord, wherein only 8 souls entered that ark. But they would not listen. But the time element. And Satan told them, dance and be merry. That's what the Bible said. For it said, dance and be merry, for we have plenty of time. We have never seen it rain before. Dew comes up out of the earth and waters everything. What is this scientific wonder that these people are talking about? Sound is crazy to them, you see. And the Lord promised that by water, the next time he said it would be by fire. See? From Adam, A-D-A-M, to Adam, A-T-O-M, at Armageddon. And so the superstructure of the elements, the atoms will melt, split. God will build a new heavens and a new earth. At the end, all this is over with. But that holy city is prepared for that translation group. Amen? How many of you can say hallelujah? I believe it. Those on television, don't be frightened. God is a God of love. Just relate to him. Accept him in your heart. Believe in his miraculous power. And salvation is a gift. You accept it. And you accept the salvation of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the only door. It's the only name that you need is the Lord Jesus. He made it very simple. One name you go to, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can guarantee you one thing. When you take a hold of him, you're a snapshot from there into eternity. Amen. From this time zone into eternity. For he created time. And soon, in Revelation 10, the angel come down, the messenger, and said, soon time shall be no longer. Glory. It's running out. But we blend into eternity. I believe that the Lord is wonderful in all of his promises. Now, when this comes out, you'll see those moving pictures in there describing what I've talked about. You won't be just hearing my voice, but you'll see the awesomeness of God and the greatness of God and all of his power. Then you'll realize time against eternity is being weighed now. Today is the day of salvation. Satan says, put it off, boys. Drink and be merry and have a lot of fun. The Lord says, now is the time. All through the Bible. There's an urgency of the Holy Spirit. And all those that hear my voice here, the Lord will bless your heart. The Lord will lift you up. And he will reveal things to you that you've never known before. And he will guide you. He's a great shepherd. And he will call you. And he will deliver all of those that call upon him. Call upon me, he said, and I will show thee great and mighty things. So today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't put off God's power of the Holy Spirit, but accept it today. Lord, touch the audience. Touch those people listening to this. Bring a miracle into their home. Reveal to them these time elements and eternity. And what we spoke about, even scientific data, describe what the Bible's talking about in so many points, not all points, but they describe. The Bible is a scientific book in many ways, but it is reality. It is a marvelous chapter. It is a marvelous chapter from God. The whole Bible is like a chapter from God, although there's many chapters. It is His Word to us. Remember, life is like a vapor. It bloweth up like smoke, and it's not remembered no more, unless it's in the hands of the Lord. And that's the thing. No more delay. Today is the day to seek God. Get in the ark now. Time is running out. Time is short. You realize that? We're in the 80s, the harvest time. No one can promise how much time, because it's very, very short. I want you to stand to your feet. Let us give the Lord. And I pray those television people are blessed, and all who hear this, the blessings of the Lord come upon them forever and ever. Amen. Now, let's give the Lord a great hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe He's great. And remember, we're at Tatum and Shea Boulevard, Phoenix, in case I didn't get that in. I don't believe. And know if I have time, miracles take place here. God is in this place, and He will bless you. Do you feel good in the audience here tonight? How many of you feel great? You know, you have to have that time. And today, dealing in that prayer and about the kingdom of God and how the Lord revealed that to me, it went into all of this. Describing mysteries and revelations, I believe it's wonders. You know, if you don't really understand, you know, the department of the thousand years millennium the Bible describes, it's in Isaiah, plus it's in chapter 20. You can read it in chapter 20 of Revelations. If you don't quite understand all of that in there, He never really spoke much about that, because in that thousand years, just a little bit in there. You don't really have to understand all of it. You'll probably understand some of it past that. But what you want to be interested in is right here at the end of these 6,000 years that we're approaching. Right here, and where we're coming up close to the Great Tribulation, and the Antichrist system upon the earth will appear soon, and then the Great Battle of Armageddon. Now that takes in us and takes in the people of the earth right here. The other, well, that's another dimension in there. We want to prepare ourselves, and like I say, there's not too much time left. Don't worry about the millennium. That's added time for those people that God puts there for some reason or another. What we want to understand is our time is now. Amen. The day of salvation is running out right now. So don't think about that over there. Think only right here. For that's another age of something else that God's got coming. And we want to be with Him. And we'll be in a translation. And it won't be too long. So don't delay, because you're going to miss being changed. All right. I believe that message is over with. What I want to do now, I'm going to pray a mass prayer. And I'm going to pray the Lord will touch every heart. Now remember, we have this great revival coming and another one coming too. You want to get into that ark of a revival. And stay in the power of God. There's a blessing in this. Do you feel that? How many of you feel the power of God quaking through this auditorium here? Amen. Yes. I'll tell you one thing. When that superstructure begins to melt in there, I want to have a glorified body. Add everybody you did. No, you can walk right around and Tommy Bob. It couldn't do nothing to you. How many of you realize that? When you're changed a glorified body, why, certainly. It's eternal then, and it's wonderful. But I think we ought to understand some of these things, because they are coming. And if you don't understand all of them, get the Lord Jesus. That's what counts. Salvation in your heart. Seek God if you need a miracle of healing. Why, He can give you a miracle. We've seen so many miracles. It's incredible how God's moving. Now, I'm going to pray a mass prayer before I keep talking here. And we'll pray a mass prayer in here. And for those on the cassette, God will touch your heart. Just listen to this, too. Because it goes into audio in a cassette. All of it will be in audio, and the others cut off at a certain television time. And for those that's on audio or what, He'll touch you. He'll bless your heart. He'll heal you as I'm praying. Lift your hands up with these people in the auditorium here tonight, and He'll bless your heart. Lord, each person is an individual here tonight. They are a fingerprint to You. You have a record of each person, foreknowing their name, structure, and how large or small they will be. All about their problems, defects, whatever it is that they have. You understand all of these things. You're infinite. And you understand the sickness. You understand what they're going through, and the anxieties and the fears and the nerves, and how old Satan pushes against them to discourage them. That's his best tool. Try and discourage Your people, Lord, that Satan uses. Lift that off, and we rebuke the discouragement. Now we're going to pray, Jesus, You're going to touch those with nerves and anxiety in their body. We command it to go and replace it all, Lord, allowing the peace in their heart to just expand all in their body and soul, physically, everywhere, and spiritual peace, Lord, too. And I command the pains to go, and the sicknesses and terminal diseases and cancers and tumors to go. Should there be any sickness with any kind of terminal disease, we command it to leave this auditorium. And each individual here tonight is foreknown by you, and you touch them, Lord Jesus. They are your son, for you have what you call the sons of God, the sons of thunder, the voice of God created them. How many of you can say praise the Lord? And they're yours, Jesus. Now, touch their hearts, bless them, and bring a miraculous miracle in their life. And those giving their hearts to you, guide them into these prayer lines where we pray for the sick and pray for their soul for the baptism, Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Now lift your hands up and begin to praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Can you praise the Lord? Come on and praise the Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on and praise Him. Is that the best you can do? I want to hear you rejoice. I want to hear you rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let us be thankful to the Lord Jesus. Can you be thankful? How many of you can be thankful to the Lord Jesus? It is great, and He is great. Now, He tells me just to pray this way tonight. No rally. He tells me, leave them where they're at. I want to stay right there with them. So get your hands up and begin to praise Him. I'm not rallying down here tonight. We will coming this Sunday, evidently. We want you to praise Him in that audience. He wants the impact of that message left on your heart. Go home with that in your heart. Tell thy friends, saith the Lord, and tell thy neighbors, for it is the truth, and these things shall come to pass. And time, surely saith the Lord, time shall soon be no more, for what we call time creatures. For I am the Lord of hosts, that hath made thee all and time. Soon it will blend into eternity. How many of you believe that? Isn't that great? Tell them. Tell thy friends. Tell thy neighbors about the coming of the Lord. He's not slack. Can you say amen? Concerning His promises. Now, let's praise Him one more time. Come on and get them in the air. And if you're new here tonight, you come back. We have sermons on faith, sermons about mysteries, sermons that will lift you right up to be healed where you're standing, and a different type message to build your faith, uplift you in the creative power of the Lord. And you come back to these crusades, you can't help but to be blessed by the Lord. How many of you feel real good in your soul? Do you feel real good in your soul? God bless your hearts. I want to see you back here Sunday. And Sunday, we're really going to be praying for the revival that's coming here. Lord bless your new ones, and Lord bless my friends here tonight too. Give the Lord a hand clap. Shout the victory. Praise God. I thank you, Jesus. That's really great. Come on and praise Him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.